This is a program about a modern model, a new, better, and clearer way of broadcasting music and radio entertainment into your home. It's called FM, the abbreviated term for its real technical name of frequency modulation. You've probably read about FM already in the newspapers and magazines, for it's been generally recognized as the biggest improvement in broadcasting since radio programs began. Remember those early days of radio? A lot of us aren't so old, yet we can recall the big horn speakers, batteries that spilled acid on the parlor rug, radio cabinets as big as a garage, and antennas with miles of wire. Even though it sounded squawky and far away back in 1922, we used to get a tremendous kick out of listening to music that came over like this. That's plenty. Doesn't sound quite so exciting today, does it? Even back in the mid-20s, we decided it wasn't so good when we heard some of those newer sets with better loudspeakers. Our jaws really dropped when we found how voices and music had become almost lifelike. It was a wonderful age when a singer could stand in a radio studio miles away and we could actually make out the words of a song being sung.
Oh, the days of care dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, oh, my laugh like our youth.
That kind of broadcasting was definitely an improvement, but it still sounded like radio, and nobody who closed his eyes and listened would ever be fooled into doubting the fact. Still, it brought us entertainment, and it was a cornerstone upon which the great national industry of broadcasting began to grow. More and more people bought sets, and radio did everything to improve the caliber of its service. Each year, new models of receivers came out. The networks began to grow. Reception got better in some places, worse in others, as the airwaves were jammed with broadcasting stations. Today, ordinary radio sounds pretty good. It brings you a lot more tones and quality than those pioneer receivers ever did. But, ladies and gentlemen, it's not perfect. You can still distinguish ordinary radio from the real thing. There's a certain film of distortion, a lack of color in everyday reception. Often, little mysterious noises crackle, pop, and sizzle in your loudspeaker. The highest notes are sheared off. The lowest basses lose much of their rumble. It's radio, yes, but not perfection. And progress is always a march toward perfection. That's why so many big broadcasting stations are today turning to FM. Listen a while now to the clear notes of this piano solo as skillful fingers run up and down a shiny keyboard to bring you, in cooperation with FM, their rendition of Chaminade's Scarf Dance.
Thank you.
That's the type of radio reception you get today with FM. No flat tones. Each note rings clear and perfect. Contrast it for a brief second with that broadcasting we had less than 20 years ago. A difference? You've just heard proof of progress. And FM achieves its perfection through an entirely new method of radio transmission developed by Major Edwin H. Armstrong, undoubtedly the greatest living scientist in the field of radio. He's the man who invented the type of ordinary radio receiver you use in your home today. But the Major wasn't satisfied with radio as we used to know it. Static and reception-wrecking noises were bad. The range of tone quality seemed shallow, and the frequent tangle of interference between stations on the regular broadcast band was at best annoying. FM is the result of a crusade to eliminate these listening ills. Ready today to give superior service and recognized as perfected by both the Federal Communications Commission and the radio world. In fact, Washington has called FM one of the most significant contributions to radio and authorized dozens of FM stations that can operate on a par with ordinary broadcast stations. It takes the superiority of FM to bring such perfect reproduction to your ears as this sharp note of a small triangle being tapped. And FM is versatile, too. It can go from the airy treble of that triangle note to the rumbling, bumbling bass of a kettle drum. Listen to the echoes. Radio's primary duty, aside from serving you in the interests of public service and entertainment, is to give us as faithful a reproduction of sound as skilled engineers can make possible. Take, for example, the homely, rasping noise of a crosscut saw as its teeth dig into a pine plank. This is almost impossible via ordinary radio, but you can now hear the changing sound of the saw as it cuts through the wood. Now let's take that piece of wood and put it to some practical use, like driving nails into it. Notice the ring of the hammer against the head of the nail as it sinks into the wood. Music is made up of sounds, high sounds and low sounds, with echoes and harmonics. Delicate trills and bold themes that blend into a composition pleasing to the ear and stimulating to the mind. Observe carefully now how FM takes these integral sounds that are the building blocks of music and weaves them into a pattern to startle you with its photographic clarity. Our orchestra plays the balalaika of Kochetov. So perfect is the transmission of music over FM broadcasting stations that tests have often been made, proving listeners cannot tell whether a musician is in the same room with them or miles away in a studio. Piano duets, with one player next to the loudspeaker and the other at the FM station, show that first one, then the other piano can play interchangeably without listeners being able to detect the switch between instruments. But FM has other advantages besides those we have already outlined in this demonstration program. It paves the way for hundreds of new stations to start broadcasting, bringing a wealth of new talent to the air. And have no immediate fears, FM is not going to obsolete your present receiver. The ordinary stations will continue their programs for many years to come. If your present set has a high-quality loudspeaker, you can secure an adapter unit for a small cost that will let you hear FM. But if your listening is confined only to plain broadcasting, if you can't receive FM at the turn of a switch, as is the case with the new combination FM sets, then you'll find in a little while that you have only half a radio, that you're missing the best in listening enjoyment, in new, fresh entertainment, in progressive, crystal clear broadcasting. This, ladies and gentlemen, is FM. Noiseless, staticless, free from interference, clear and silvery smooth as a mountain lake, frequency modulation brings you broadcasting at its best, doubling your enjoyment, ever widening and increasing the scope of that grand form of entertainment, radio.